The Mulching Do's and Don'ts. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this time of year is bringing many folks outside to work in their yards, and many garden experts say one of the most misused products in yards and gardens is mulch. Gary Crawford has our report.
What is one of the important keys to successful gardens? Well, actually, there are three, and they're all the same.
Mulch, mulch, mulch.
Yeah, that's Kansas State University Extension gardening expert Jennifer Smith. Mulch comes from the old German, meaning soft and moist, or something like that. Of course, today there are mulches that are neither soft nor moist. You know, we have those chopped up rubber tires, artificial wood chips, plastic sheeting, rocks, gravel. However, Jennifer Smith says, whatever you choose to use,
I recommend using an organic mulch, and by organic, we mean something that breaks down, as opposed to like gravel or chipped tires.
However, how you apply the mulch, well, that's just as important as what kind of mulch you use. For example, you've no doubt seen new and old trees with the mulch just piled up around and up to the trunks. Maybe you've even done that yourself. It looks good, but it's not good.
So it holds moisture against the base of the tree, which can cause some decay problems, or sometimes roots will be seeking oxygen and moisture and will come up and wrap around the base of the tree, provides a harboring space for insects.
Jennifer's also a former commercial landscaper, so she does know what she's talking about here. And so her advice, don't make volcanoes.
Make mulch donuts instead of volcanoes, and just meaning to pull that mulch away from the base of the tree trunk or the shrub or whatever else you might be mulching around. But you don't actually want the mulch piled up around the base of the plant.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.